Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love Lesson 23, How to Park Far, Far Away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Bears lose game one to Atlanta. Keep it here for a full recap of the game. Bears fans' reaction to the loss. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on Tampa Bay. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back in action. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89, and they're on sale now at nusports.com.
Very unfortunate. Unfortunate for him and unfortunate for our football team. Because he's an important part of what we do offensively.
That was Bears tight end Zach Miller. He joined Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins earlier today, and he was referring to Bears wideout Kevin White there. The 7th overall pick in the 2015 draft suffered another season-ending injury in yesterday's loss to the Atlanta Falcons when he broke his collarbone. Also, bad news for linebacker Jarrell Freeman, as after yesterday's game, he has been placed in concussion protocol. The Bears will try to avoid an 0-2 start next week when they travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. And head coach John Fox will address the media in half an hour, and we'll carry it live right here on 670 The Score. Rest of the NFC North undefeated so far. Green Bay beat Seattle. Detroit beat Arizona. Minnesota in action tonight as they host the New Orleans Saints. You can hear that game on 670 The Score as well. To baseball, the Cubs are off today after a weekend in which they were swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. Their lead in the National League Central down to 2 games now over both Milwaukee and St. Louis. Finally, in Kansas City tonight, the White Sox will take on the Royals. Ronaldo Lopez versus ex-Cub Jason Hamill, the matchup there. And tomorrow's Sox-Royals game, which was supposed to be another night game, bumped up to 12:15 to accommodate a U2 concert next door at Arrowhead Stadium. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home safe home. And if you're searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow night when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Kevin Zipak, thank you. That is a long day for our Kevin Zipak. Julian Carroll will take over on updates. Zach Miller was on the show. Jim Miller was on the show.
Big Zipak is dead to me.
What do you do?
He ate all the pork rinds out of the vending machine and then bragged about it.
Selfish.
Bad guy.
Big Cat Williams was on the show. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camper, our producers. Thank you, Ray Diaz. Brian Gersh is the video streamer. Does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Three Technique at 10 o'clock. Jeff Passan, Michael Lombardi on NFL Week Number 1, and Joe Madden Tuesday at noon on, among other things, why Kyle Schwarber is not given a chance to bat as the tying run in the final moments of a horrific 3-game sweep. But that's not
that
why.
Happened?
Yeah, it did. So it was a rough weekend.
Yeah, I just read about it. I didn't.
I watched a lot of football this weekend.
Yeah, I was around.
Yeah. Understood.
So I didn't get a chance to see a pitch the sweep.
Yeah, it was
not. Sucks.
It was not good.
I don't think most sweeps are.
All you had to do was not get swept.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, math goes, all you have to do is
one gig.
Right.
And you didn't do it.
I had terrible memories of 2000.
Boston Massacre?
Yes!
78?
Exactly right. Red Sox were 14 and a half games up in 78, and then later on in September, the Yankees came and beat the Red Sox like 41 to 4-something in a 4-game series.
Bucky Dent home run.
That was later. Yeah,
did they win the World Series the year before?
No.
All right.
Fair point.
The Yankees did, actually. Exactly.
How about 2004 Cubs losing to some crap ass teams down the
Betty Agbayani and the boys? The Mets and the Pirates.
Yes,
right?
Yes, the Mets is exactly right.
And everybody was like, come on, you can't lose to the Mets. I'm like, yeah, you're going to try to.
Here you go. Yeah. And that's who they have the rest of this week.
Poor Happy Bears Monday. How was it? How was the first Bears Monday?
Good talk, please. Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was fulfilling. It was everything that I needed it to be.
Dude, it was fun. It was fun, right? Like, it was an entertaining 3 hours and change.
You got a lesser team, and you got a drunk offensive coordinator on the other side, and using Julio Jones as a decoy for the second half.
Sarkisian is not.
Apologies. I know he's battling, something every day. So that was cheap of me. But he was battling his ass for the second half because that you've got one of the five.
His ass is winning.
I didn't even think of that connection.
Maybe saved it for the podcast, but no, you got one of the five or six best players in football on the field, and you don't throw to him in the second half after everything he showed you in the first half. Like, anytime you got the ball close to him, he's like, all right, I'm gonna get a first down because I'm bigger and better than everybody. But yeah, it was exactly what I expected a Bears loss to look like throughout this season. I thought they were going to get trashed. They didn't get trashed, and they showed me why they're not good enough yet. They also are showing me why they'll be a nice little nest 10, 11, 12 games in for the real dude to take over. This isn't even about number 8 right now, because number 8 is just being number 8. I can't be mad at a guy. And we definitely at some point have to get into what I did not know was some storm of controversy in the definition of what a bust is for me. Like, there were people who were taking very, very just offense, like crazy Twitter offense, because I don't think that Kevin White can be considered a bust. But we'll get into that, though. But
yeah, I think that's a semantic issue.
I think it's a nuance issue.
Is Greg Oden a bust?
No, because you never really got to see to me. Like, I feel like in this day and age where we are all of a sudden limited to 140 characters, like, the language limitation restricts us from actually talking about these things outside of these mediums. So whenever I hear bust, I hear someone flailing away in the sports ocean and trying not to drown and just throwing a word out there.
You think Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, like, you're looking for guys
anyone
who played
who shows
and
you
weren't good.
That their talent level isn't up to the expectations of whatever that team was or whatever that fan base was, but doesn't do it by, like, for instance, you can be the injuries thing too. I might have to remove because
I'm talking about Kevin White, obviously.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think the injuries thing changes the whole thing, because Ryan Leaf is absolutely a bust. But Ryan Leaf's talent was one thing. His attitude and approach made him a bust.
Self-inflicted stuff too. I mean, Jay Williams a bust.
Yes,
Jay Williams inflicted that upon himself. He rode a motorcycle. That's the injury. That but a guy falling on you. You know, a rod being inserted into your leg because you, and I've said it before about Derrick Rose. Everybody is not made for professional sports. And you can get mad all you want. Oh, he's a bust. Yeah, that's fine. You can think that.
But don't be mad about it.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm super angry on Twitter. I laughed
to me,
at it
that's the issue.
The entire day.
He's unquestionably a bust. It's not his fault, though.
But to me,
bust is return on investment. It's math. It's dispassionate. It is, where was he taken? What did he give you? And then we can talk about what was his fault. Or are they blaming somebody
what the word bust to me signifies. It's assigning blame. And in this, you blame football. How can you blame Kevin White for anything that's happened?
It's not his fault.
That's what I'm saying. So to me,
but you did not get what you wanted from the 7th overall pick.
No, but that's the thing. That's the nuance that's involved in the conversation. That's why I'm talking about the limits and the restrictions of the language that we interact in these days.
And I disagree with what you guys are saying about it, including those kind of things. I think of a bust as a failed player, like injuries. If it's a succession of injuries, then that's not the same thing
it's
as Jamarcus Russell
it's
who sucks.
Absolutely,
there's
not
a lot of reasons people can be a bust. Sometimes it's their fault. Sometimes it's not their fault.
So is Greg Oden a bust?
Yes. Unquestionably.
Yeah.
100%.
He's a bust for Portland. I mean, if you've got investment in that franchise and in that player, but for me, I actually never got to see him play.
I'm not mad at Kevin White, but I texted it when we got the news, and I'm texting back and forth with my son, and I said this could be an all time bust. Those are the words I used.
Well, yeah, then it is semantics, because I would think of was it Mike Williams was the USC wide receiver in Detroit, or Charles Rogers? Yeah. Those guys were busts to me. Yeah. A guy who just keeps breaking every year.
I think that's a self-inflicted bust versus someone who had it happen to him because of unbelievably bad luck.
I feel terrible
for him.
The
Derrick Rose comparison is ridiculous that people are making.
No, they both had bad injuries.
He won MVP.
I know he was the MVP
of the league.
Historic first 3 years of his career.
Shut up with this Derrick Rose nonsense. Actually, was
a game changer in how you rewarded the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement,
made $300 million.
But the issues that I do have though with this team, they've been the issues I've had with them for the last couple of years. You're just average enough. Your coach has shown you on many levels that in the game you can't trust him to make the right decisions.
He's also battling Steve Sarkisian's ass.
Yeah, man. I don't of the three men who are the coaching troika in Dowell Loggins, Vic Fangio, and John Fox, I feel the worst about the head coach. I feel worse than him.
I thought Loggins had a good day. I thought he called a fun game.
His last three games of the season, two games of the season where you finally realized Jordan Howard was the best player on the team.
Right. Yeah.
And the preseason where I saw him working a rookie, I understand you don't have to game plan for it, but man, what does John Fox do? What does he do?
He manages the clock poorly and avoids giving up content.
And he's not even the guy that's on the specialty side of the ball looking over everything. You've got one of the best in the game doing that.
That was his reputation when they got him. He said great coach Monday through Saturday.
Where's that greatness coming off on Monday through Saturday for you guys? What players are we seeing like, yo, this guy was trash and now he's decent? Which ones?
Yeah.
Which ones?
He's a below replacement level coach. He doesn't give you a huge advantage in any one place on the game.
So I got what I expected. You know, I cuddled up with some Aurelios and watched my game. it was my kid's first regular season game.
Oh,
so he didn't cooperate in the least.
Oh, nice. No. Jason.
Danny Green was right. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Apparently the age is 5 because Ruben completely cooperated.
Everything opened up for him.
Oh, my God. They opened up for me.
Yeah.
I can focus on the game.
Right.
Focus. I have
just
the second screen.
Sharp. You're good.
Red zone on the second screen. He watched some of it with me. Then he walked away and did some other stuff. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't know what he did.
I got over the hump.
Yeah, you
got
to have a friend over.
I always needed help Sundays 11:30 to 3:30. I don't need it anymore.
Wait, because you're going to get to the other phase. You're going to get to the phase where he knows just enough to not shut up the entire game and he wants to talk football the entire game.
Right, but see, the difference between you and me is I love my kid. So I won't be annoyed by that.
Here's the thing. Funny story. I came home. The game was on DVR and I had not, I had followed on Twitter. I knew what happened, but I had to watch the game before I wrote.
When you watch a Bears game and here's the thing.
So the rule has always been with the kid on the couch, shut up. Don't say a word. I got to concentrate on the game. So I'm watching and I'm fast forwarding and he's saying stuff. I say, hey, stop talking. And then I realize, wait a second, what did you just say? And he said, watch the right side of the line and don't fast forward until you see the replay.
Stealing stuff from him too.
So I'm watching and I'm like, okay. And then he said, this is a terrible holding call and watch the play call. And I said, okay, I'm rescinding the shut up rule because he had logged the game. He'd watched the entire thing. He had all in his head. And every time he said, when Cohen cuts back, watch the defensive end. Or he'll say something like, when Bellamy made a couple of catches, I said, hey, maybe Josh Bellamy's backing up his trash talk. He goes, nah, wait for it. and it was actually really helpful
so
on
he's,
DVR.
So I assume he's coming on 240.
I said, I'm rescinding the shut up.
He'll be emailing at some point.
Check this out. Went to Maggie Daly Park yesterday about 4:30.
Yeah.
This dude right here, and I tweeted that out.
Well,
he's got a toddler walking around with a diaper. He's on the phone the entire time.
You know what that is? That's a guy who didn't bring a second set of clothes.
Yes.
You always have to check. check the bag.
He's got to
make sure that there's no dirty clothes in the bag that you're walking around with. He's obviously got nothing for his kid.
He's got nothing for his kid, and
he
should have
been called the police. But you know,
and he probably was off duty for the first football game, and then said, "Honey, I got it.
That's what it is.
I'll take over.
That's what it is."
And by taking over, we used to call.
You guys are being hard on this guy. He's in the photo with his kid on Sunday. It's pretty good.
I've probably been in that same instance when I was a kid.
My wife and I
used to call it WTB when you screwed up with the diaper bag and you didn't have another onesie or you didn't have a shirt.
It's
called white trash baby. I had to go WTB.
It's just called baby really? In my house.
you had to go WTB in the restaurant with a shirtless kid.
Damn right. Yes,
there's no color designation on that.
It's just called baby in my crib because he's rode in the car seat with no shirt on before. Get him acclimated. No, but the game was the game, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing guys. This is exactly how it's going to look. Guys were busting their ass on that front seven. And then you look up in the fourth quarter, and dudes think that this play is over, and you see dudes standing around. Like, it happened to Akeem Hicks a couple of times. This was the knock on him last year, where first half, he'd be humming, you know, motors running. And then the fourth quarter, that Jameis Winston play last year, where Jameis Winston evades the entire rush and comes back around to,
like Carson Wentz
to see him. Akeem's like, bro, I've been running around. I'm finished.
Enough of this running crap.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. You saw it last night with the Giants and the Cowboys, too. Teams are trying to get you to as close to 100 plays in the last 3 minutes as possible. If you got 90 plays under your belt as a defensive player, your twos and threes better be damn good. If they're not, you're going to get beat. And that's what happened yesterday.
Is this the new version of get into the starters pitch count?
This is what it is. I mean, you saw it with the...
get them out of the game. You saw
Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yes! Yes, they were down 28-3, but guess what? The Patriots are still running plays, running up-tempo stuff. And that's the thing, too, that I thought was awesome to watch, because you see it happen a lot with baseball teams where you build your roster according to your park. You see these dome teams on shaky fields.
They were sliding and slipping.
Deion Jones and Tevin Coleman. I mean, there's times
Taylor
where
Gabriel.
To the crib. Like, certain put that foot in the ground and I'm out of here. And that talent was kind of negated because of the turf, and it makes you think: do the Bears go about their business like that too? Like, forget your small, speedy wide receivers. I'd like to draft 6'3", 220-pound dudes because they're going to go up and get it. We're not talking about stopping on a dime and cutting type of backs as well. Although Tariq Cohen is that dude.
Any field for that guy
until
man.
He's dead.
Nah,
he got. Clobbered and yesterday,
and he jumped up and smiled. Somebody's have it.
I mentioned during the preseason, like there's certain people you don't test, certain people you don't fight, and normally they're both the same person. Little people who make it to a certain level. I'm serious, man. You don't fight little guys because they've been picked on all their life, and you don't mess with dudes that have gotten to this level at that size. Yeah, he might take. He's had to take plenty of hits. This is not the first time big people have run into him. Like that man, I'm a fan, and the way he handles himself, I think the Bears found something really, really special.
Well, how do you balance that then with the truth that Jordan Howard needs a lot of carries to get in the lather, and his effectiveness in a given game is based on a bigger workload?
It's not gonna happen.
We'll talk about it because the guys are landing a plane behind you.
John Fox coming up in a little bit on your show.
Yeah, John Fox at 1:30. The rest of the way,
yeah,
they're here.
Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Perhaps the most remarkable thing about the remarkable 2 weeks of tennis that culminated with Rafael Nadal winning the U.S. Open men's singles title was this statistic. With his victory yesterday over Kevin Anderson, Nadal became just the third man in the last 50 years to win two major titles in the same year after turning 30. The first to do it was the great Rod Laver. The second, Roger Federer, now 36, this year. Think about that for a second. A feat that had been accomplished once ever was accomplished by two different men in the same year. It's a tribute to Federer and Nadal, who have now won 19 and 16 titles apiece, putting them 1 and 2 on the all-time list for major victories in men's tennis, that both came back from injuries last year to dominate the sport again this year. I'm John Feinstein.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson number 9, how to see the big picture in your new Camry.
I'm listening.
Recline your power seat, turn on that available premium JBL audio with Clarify, and look skyward through your Camry's available panoramic glass roof. Then give it a friendly wave.
What's up, Mother Nature?
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry, you're gonna love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in a new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Good to be a guy.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
John Fox meets reporters at Hallis Hall.
I normally wear a hat, but just to make sure everybody remembers that. And, a lot of brave people lost their lives that day. Also on the state of Florida, I know I have a home there. I know our next opponent's Tampa. Looks about 95% sure that's where we'll play this week's game. Either way, it'll be on the road somewhere, if not. But right now it's looking basically like 95% will be in Tampa Bay. As all the first responders go out all through the state of Florida, our thoughts and prayers were with everybody there in the recovery effort. So any more or any other questions related to yesterday?
And an update on Kevin White's injury.
Yeah, I think right now he's got a fractured scapula, so it looks like he'll go to IR. We'll evaluate moving forward whether he can return or not. You know, that's pretty open-ended now with the new rules.
That requires surgery?
You know, I'm not 100% sure of that. I think that's a possibility. I'm not ruling it out, but I know he will go to IR.
Does he need a second opinion for that? What is the process for him determining how to take care?
Well, that's all to be determined. You know, we encourage second opinions. I don't know all the exact medical ramifications at this point.
What's your general reaction to this, obviously?
Well, you know, I mean, my heart goes out to him. You know, he was very disappointed and discouraged in the locker room after the game, you know, for obvious reasons. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. You know, that's why he was pretty upset about it last night. And, you know, they're doing evaluations now.
What are the next options of that exposition going in behind him?
Well, as I mentioned, I think after the game, maybe it was radio, maybe it was to you guys, I don't recall. But, you know, Trey McBride's a guy that was on our roster. We signed at the 53-man. You know, he spent last week getting kind of oriented in our offense. You know, he's a possibility. Marcus Wheaton is improving. He did actually practice last week, albeit, you know, a fairly major club on his hand. And then, you know, we'll have some options. You know, looking around the league as well. So, you know, those are always options.
Is receiver a difficult position to bring somebody in, whether it's from another team or off the street, and get them caught up quickly?
Well, you know, that's all part of, you know, when injuries happen in the league is to, you know, how thick your roster is at that position and, you know, how fast you can get a guy, you know, schooled up. I think, you know, we dealt with that more than our share a year ago, and it's not unusual, but, you know, we'll adjust.
He could
always also be an option. You know, again, you know, we're not gonna get into all that till Wednesday. The other injury guy too is, as you guys know, aware of last night is Jarrell Freeman had a self-reported concussion at the conclusion, and that also goes along with a pectoral muscle injury that's being evaluated as well. One other thing I want to mention, too, is I think, you know, I thought our crowd was outstanding yesterday. I think, you know, obviously they're dying for us to become a winner. Unfortunately, we weren't able to deliver, but they were definitely into it. I thought it was a great atmosphere, and, you know, I think there at the end, you know, they were pretty into it.
That means peck injury? Is it a concern that it's serious?
You know, anytime you have an injury, it's serious. So I don't know the severity of it yet. We'll keep you guys up to speed by Wednesday.
Cunningham?
He has a high ankle sprain. I think we mentioned that after the game. But no, I think it's related just to the ankle.
John, some of the reports out of Florida is that the Buccaneers are scrambling to get their guys back after everything that went on this weekend.
Right.
In your long coaching career, what are some of the bigger curveballs you've had in teams having to adjust?
Well, I mentioned 9/11. You know, obviously we came back from a Monday night game out in Denver that was played on Monday night the 10th. And, you know, we landed roughly about 8:30 in the morning in the Newark. And, you know, I know the one flight that crashed in Pittsburgh was actually pulled out of the same jetway we were at. So, you know, we're driving down to Turnpike and, you know, the smoke's billowing out of one of the towers. And, you know, I think history speaks for the rest of that day. And, you know, we met all day Tuesday at 9/11, and we had practice on Wednesday, practice on Thursday, and then the league decided to postpone the weekend following, you know, the attack. That was about as unusual as it got. It's way better than anticipated. You know, I think they were calling for 10 to 15 feet of surge out of a single story home, so it wasn't looking good, but ended up being about 3 feet. So we got plenty of wind damage, but it was, at the end of the day, I think it was all pretty good for all of South Florida.
Hey John, the impact of Tariq Cohen and what he adds to your offense, is that something you can build off of the plays that you had in week one?
No doubt. You know, I think even you just look at, I can't remember too many games last year where we averaged 15 yards at punt return. So, you know, he's helpful in a lot of areas. You know, I think he made that evident. You know, we'd kind of seen that through camp and, you know, even preparation, you know, for the Atlanta game.
He wasn't on the
field for first, second, or third and goal there in that final stretch there. Mm-hmm. What's the philosophy there of not having it?
Well, I think you got to look at, you know, again, the running back position, there's a lot to that job. You know, not just what kind of athlete you are getting out of the backfield. There's a lot of protection involved, and we had a couple of those issues earlier in the game. So not getting in too much detail, that was the reason.
If Freeman is out for a while, Nick has had a lot of experience in the last year.
Right.
Has he grown this preseason? What have you seen in him?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a play, I remember, in a coverage play that he made a really good play. So he's a good athlete. He understands our defense a lot better. He had some good games, you know, in the preseason. So I know our coaching staff's very confident in him. We got Jonathan Anderson's on our practice squad that's, you know, a young player that we liked that got action a year ago. And then, you know, Christian Jones has had a good camp. And then hopefully Danny Trevathan gets better and better each week, you know, as he, you know, gets back to playing football.
Back and you looked at the tape, how did you think Kyle and Marcus fared going up against Julio Jones?
You know, I thought they did a pretty good job. I think, you know, other than the tight end we made look like all world, you know, and a lot of that was just we didn't cover him, you know, on two plays. And I think that was, you know, I don't know, 180 yards of offense on those two plays. So there were some things that we can clean up. You know, you're going to have some errors. You know, not very many times you go through a game and, you know, it's perfect. But those were two areas that, I mean, you know, that we just didn't execute. And, you know, whereas, you know, sure, those guys are talented people and, you know, they're going to make some plays. But we made them earn when they did make their plays.
Had to call timeout on defense, and then there was a personnel substitution thing, and then that big play, it looked like some of the players are confused. What's that process between you and players on the field in terms of when to know to call one?
Well, I think the one we called timeout, they subbed late, and we subbed extra late, and we weren't going to make it. My hamstring's still tight from running down there, but we did get the timeout. On the one where they were clumped early, we actually had to call in early. I'm not sure if that might have been a result of Jarrell, you know, with the concussion or not, but we just didn't get it communicated. And even we didn't play the call that we had called, but we got into a defense, and really at the end of the day, we got lined up in time. We just didn't execute the call we played very well.
If that call is executed properly, where are your two safeties on that play?
Well, we would have had one in the middle. He was leaning a little bit too much to Julio. And then a couple of our linebackers could have done a better job carrying the seam route by the tight end.
Cornell, obviously, little action. Do you anticipate this growing? Is that what you wanted to season in?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was just the way the game sorted out. It was a little bit of a you know, they blended, you know, some big people and little people throughout, but it kind of highlighted on more little people. What I mean by that is more wide receivers. If I used our terminology, it'd be confusing anyways. But, you know, just didn't pan out to where it was more his kind of game. You know, and I thought, you know, I think Sam Acho played really well against the run. I think defensively, you know, that was a strong suit in that game. Was our rush defense that made it a little bit more one-dimensional, albeit not quite enough at the end of the day.
John, when you have a miscommunication like you did on one play, do you as a coach see that as an issue or is it just a hiccup?
Well, I think it really wasn't a lack of communication. We were late getting lined up, but we got lined up in plenty of time to execute the defense. We didn't execute it very well.
So you didn't see the right people in.
Much of an impact in pass rush. He's covering on a lot of third downs, but was that because you were getting a good pass rush from the defensive line?
You know, a little bit. I thought our rush was adequate. You know, I don't think it was dominating, but, you know, it's a pretty good offense that's been together. You know, both tackles are experienced guys that have been with them. So, again, I think it's, you know, Matt gets the ball, rid of the ball pretty quick. So some of that's, you're not going to get a whole lot. I think we had two sacks, you know, close to a couple more, but it's something I think we'll get better at.
Given that it's
teed
right now?
Well, I think the guys up front, you know, I think, you know, Keem Hicks, you know, Eddie Goldman, and really I think the growth of Roy Robertson, I think Mitch Unrein and Jonathan Bullard, you know, getting those guys back. They missed a little bit of time at the end of preseason. So I think, you know, getting them back in there, it starts with players.
John,
John, there's so many unknowns in a week one because no one's played yet. But
right.
How much of an indicator in your history do you feel like a week one is? In other words, if you apply this performance yesterday to the rest of the year, you're going to win some games. But you also have to keep getting better. I mean, so how much of an indicator is week one? And that performance yesterday in particular.
Well, that's what I mentioned to you yesterday. Even just talking to the team both yesterday after the game and today in our team meeting is, you know, look, that's a good football team. All right? I think we're a good football team. The reality is 50% of the league's going to be 0-1 at the end of the night. The defending world champs 0-1. So it's how you respond, you know, to that. You know, it's not a whole season. You know, it's on the outside, it's carnival or crisis, you know, every week. So, you know, we just can't fall into that trap. It can't be
new NBC show.
Know, how the outside tries to define
carnival of crisis.
We define our own selves.
With Cody, he seemed to struggle yesterday. He had two penalties and a bad snap. I know he's back and forth between center and guard the last couple weeks of the preseason. Did that have any effect on the snapping? Or
not really. I mean, we've had a couple issues with it. You know, I think you know, it's something he'll get better at. He's aware of. You know, he's a competitor. He'll continue to work. The hands to the face, you know, it just happens. It's a, you know, it's one of those. I thought the holding call was a little bit questionable. We'll turn it in and see what they have to say. But, you know, it wasn't a mistake-free game by any stretch on any phase. But it's just something we can work on moving forward against Tampa.
I think he had one more snap last year. Is it just the technique thing, the concentration thing? Happening again?
No, well, I think the one I remember last year was I can remember a couple of them, one under center, one in shotgun. But you know, I think you go through a whole season, you're gonna there's gonna be a couple of those really on any team.
John, last one update on Jordan Howard. You mentioned he was a little banged up yesterday.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. You know, it's a tough game. I think he kind of landed on his shoulder funny. Looked like on his touchdown, and he should be fine.
Thanks. It is.
There it is, John Fox. This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And this segment is brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and this is Bears Monday. As we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios, come see how better drives us. Zach Zaidman is going to join us sometime after the top of the hour with his Bears report. Len Casper at 2:40. I did not get to watch any Cubs baseball because I was traveling.
Not a pitch.
And just very, very busy. And
some evergreen questions locked and loaded for young Lenny Casper at 2:40.
Dan Pompey at 3. Rich Campbell at 5. And some surprises along the way as well.
More importantly.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We are on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. My personal account is at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show.
Yeah, website, go follow the IG.
Yeah, it's fun stuff there.
Yeah.
The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. We also have a Facebook page, the 670 The Score page, and you can like that and interact with the show there.
That's on there now.
Another community.
Hi, people.
Entirely.
There's
also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for our video feed. That is a feed that is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
America wants highlights.
All right, let's give them to him. Cardinals at the Lions. Matthew Stafford signed a five-year, $135 million contract. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Browns, but Browns punting punt is blocked by Matakevich. Shut up, Mike.
It's the beginning of the season.
And then ends up goes Chickalo. God, dog, what a way to start my season.
Yeah, what flavor of CTE would you like, sir?
Oh, that's it comes in flavors now?
Yeah, you can get it like a strawberry lemonade. Original, no doubt.
What about like
more
like
of a spicy guy myself? My, but you know.
What about if it's like I'm like half espresso, half pistachio?
Yeah, you can mix it up. You can mash ups of CTE, fusion CTE. Not pasta infused, but fusion. Yeah, I usually change the channel at halftime, or I fast forward through halftime like I got a chance to this first game.
That's the way to watch Bears football, man. You watch an entire game, you get everything you need in 47 minutes.
You can't watch it in 47, yeah,
you can.
Dude, bro.
Yeah, you can.
Now you're 47 just telling on yourself nope. now. You cannot watch a football game in 47 minutes.
Start to finish
minutes.
Every play. Every single play of the game, 47 minutes. Plus a couple of replays.
All right.
I'm telling you. I had an executive
the
producer.
The test determined that was a lie.
What is you doing, Dan?
47 minutes. I timed it. 47 minutes. The entire every single
kick,
actual play
kick to triple zeros. You were 47 minutes in and out.
Yep. Seeing every play.
God bless you.
Double speed.
Maybe I fall asleep.
Kickoffs double speed. Some punts double speed.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You're not watching it. You're doing
it's
the,
on two,
the double. That's not watching it.
Yes, it is. I watch fast. I'm a fast watcher.
This guy.
I can watch
he
fast.
Acted as if you didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Your wildest dream did you ever envision 10 sacks, 4 turnovers in 1 year?
You know, I don't know if I dream in my wildest dreams. You know, most of the time I'm thinking about, you know, my wife in my wildest dreams. But
good for you, Dougie.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a little fun after a L.
Yeah, now I'm interested. How wild are these dreams?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Is tapioca involved?
Right,
damn it. See, I got to get into season mode. Tanny, did you hear our guy Chuck A? Did you hear Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano?
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And I think, you know, I went to the Colts website to get, like, the longer version of the cut, and I think they scrubbed it.
Oh, dude.
Really? What?
Chucky.
Well, that doesn't mean I didn't get it, though.
Chucky.
I mean, we got our asses kicked, and credit 49ers and Coach McVay.
Chucky, you just played the Rams. So if you want to go ahead and fast forward to that 49er date.
We got our asses kicked, and credit 49ers.
Chucky, you had that 49ers game plan in there. That's the problem.
Why are we crediting the 49ers?
right, just for existing? Right. Oh, dude, thank God the league is back. So many concussed people.
He has to say that after every game now, no matter what. No matter what. Yeah, you gotta give the 49ers
then
credit
he gets
yet
fired.
Again.
I just want to thank the 49ers for giving me an opportunity to coach in this league.
First of all praise to the 49ers, right. My Lord and Savior. Right, just one way or another, hit that.
Chucky.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
That's in the gap. That's in the gap, and he's going to give it a shot.
Keep on going.
He's going to go. He's going to give it a shot.
Keep on going.
Yes! 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 His fifth triple.
All right, now I'm not
mad at him. They're finding things to cheer for. It's okay.
Yeah. And I now know what should be queued up in the old. The old bedroom for the golf household. That was that's like motivational speaking right there. Give me that again.
You know, that's Doug Marone's wildest dreams.
I was about to say, yeah. give me that again, Tanny.
That's in the gap.
Yep.
That's in the gap, and he's going to give it a shot.
Keep on going.
He's going to go. He's going to give it a
keep
shot.
Keep on going.
Stevie in the background.
Yes.
It's about the time.
What do you say? Win the championship, right?
Hey. Gotta go out there and win the championship every time out. All right, so Dan,
yes,
this go ahead and release the hounds. Press the X button on the phone lines.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
No.
We're gonna
no.
take a break.
All right. Yeah.
I'm open. I was just gonna get his thoughts. Let's get Dan's thoughts on the other side.
Phone lines are open.
Bears Monday is right here for you, simmering hot off the presses. You better bring the same intensity you brought yesterday on Twitter as well. Or some of you have cooled down. Maybe some of you have jobs. But it is a Bears
Maybe
Monday.
Some of you.
No, it's a Bears Monday on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com, 312-644-6767. Bernstein and Goff, Bears Monday on the score.
This September, it's come down to a pennant race in the National League Central. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals all fighting to win the division. Cubs fans, this is the place to be.
Still going. That ball is gone.
To hear all the drama unfold in every game of this incredible final month of the regular season.
And the Cubs win.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Don't mess around with your bedding. Your sheets are important. It took me a long time to really come to understand that, but thanks to a wife who said, hey, thread count matters and sheet quality matters. I now know that, and I also know now that you don't have to pay exorbitant prices for great sheets, and that's because of Brooklinen. Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team who were flummoxed at this idea. What happened was they slept at a hotel, they loved the sheets, and then they called up the company, the hotel, they said, hey, look, how do we get these sheets for our home? And they practically couldn't. It was really hard to find that for anything resembling a normal price. So they created their own company. And Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups and all the manufacturing waste in this particular sector. So they offer exquisite designs and exceptional savings across the collection. All different colors. You can mix and match luxury bedding underpriced that you have to try. I love mine. And your Brooklinens will be an absolute joy once you get these. Go to brooklinen.com. For this exclusive offer just for you for listening, $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love your new sheets. They offer you this, a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all the sheets and comforters, so there's no reason not to give this a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Dan, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use and lower the cost of running your business. With our wide variety of energy efficiency programs, including rebates for upgrading your facility, you have the power to take control of your energy use. Consumers Energy can help your business save today. Click Start Saving to find out more. Consumers Energy. Let's do business together.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
My phone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Go Bears.
Welcome back, Bernstein and Golf Show. Bears Monday. Bears take it on the chin against those Atlanta Falcons. And we're talking to you about it at 312-644-6767. Time of the hour, we'll talk to Zach Zabin.
This is what they are. It was a perfectly representative Bears game in that they try to stay out of their own way just long enough to lose.
Yep. There were some entertaining moments. Tariq Cohen provided that for us offensively. Josh Bellamy provided some things for me as well.
And they'll win some games.
Yes, they will. They'll get five of them.
You got to get to five or six somehow, right?
They'll figure something out.
Sam and Stickney is on The Score. He is going to be the first caller of the 2017 Bears Mondays. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Bernstein, Mr. Goff.
Hello, Mr. Sam.
Given that they only scored 17 points, is it better to look at it like they're just one touchdown away from scoring enough points to win some games, or is it better to look at it like 7 points is seven not enough, and that's a long way to go?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, every game is going to be different, but this is the talent level that they have, Sam. There's nobody on the perimeter that's going to strike any fear in your heart. Your tight ends are decent, but not dynamic enough that you're talking Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce, or Gronk, and their quarterback, they're treating him like a rookie quarterback. And I think I will say this though. He represented himself like a professional in that he took whatever they were giving him and he kept taking it, and guys dropped some passes. But to see a 6'6 quarterback look over the pocket while it was forming around him was kind of cool, because a couple of dump-off passes that, you know, he didn't have to create an angle for. But
it takes a while for that ball to come out of his hand, though.
Yeah, he's got his limitations. There's a reason why he's paying what he's paying. Yeah, and that's the problem. The problem also is going to be not being able to convert third downs, I think, at a good enough clip to keep that defense off the field and healthy.
Some thoughts coming in via email here. Rudy says, I left that game thinking, okay, the Bears are better than I thought, but they're still not any good. And I can't remember a team this slow. So while I loved having the NFL back for a weekend, there was some garbage-ass football on yesterday.
Terrible.
I still have no idea what the Seahawks and or Falcons were doing yesterday.
Yeah, those are two teams that might represent the NFC in the championship game. It was bad.
And Stonecutter says, in a way I haven't in a long time, at least since the first Trestman year before we knew he was Dr. Death, the Bears played a mostly competent game of football. The defense acquitted itself well, aside from the hilarious Danielle Manning forgot to flip his play card-esque breakdown on the Hooper touchdown. But part of that enjoyment was because of the ultimate result. I'm so incredibly sick of John Fox. I don't take any joy in being the fan that roots for his team to lose early in the season because he wants to see change. But I was happy when Glennon got sacked on the last play because I get the feeling Fox would rather win 13-10 than 30-20. He's so averse to anything but the most conservative version of football, and yet he, or rather his hand-picked in over his head coordinator, had Mike Glennon throw the ball 40 times. On the last drive of the game, he's burning timeouts when he could have been spiking the ball, giving them a chance to try to punch the ball into the ground when they were in goal to go. And they didn't try to run an extra play before the two-minute warning. They're minor offenses on the John Fox bad game management scale, but talk about damning with faint praise. Yeah, the book's written on Fox.
Yeah.
With this Bears team, this is not a hard one. Mm-mm. There's no secrets here.
Hopefully you turn some people over, you run the football, tight ends get involved, and you don't turn it over. That's it. That's it.
They're showing you everything that they are. You really are. Just watch them. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to show you what they think they can do, what they think they can't do.
They're incredibly undynamic.
Yes, and they're going to need some luck. They have a very, very small margin for error, yeah. Both in the actual play itself, mm-hmm. in the way the roster is constructed, because once you start getting into the twos and threes on this roster due to injury.
Some of the ones, I mean... Quentin Demps, I'm not going to, the stiff arm is a great play by the guy. He was sizing him up like he was getting ready to take him down. You don't go high on a man that's 40 pounds bigger than you. But there was some run fits and some run recognition stuff that I want to get into before we're out of here as well. He had some issues and some plays that could have, you shoot the gap on a play or two. You may cause a turnover that might flip the game. That's what these defensive players are being told when they take a look at film today. So, there's some little things that I noticed as well. And my guy, 94, man, I mean, he played as good as he should have played, as well as he should have played. Of course, you would like him to get to the quarterback a little bit more.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We're all going to be smarter about the Bears because Zach Zaidman is going to join us after an update. Keep it here. You got the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
If you travel for business, you know it's a game of W's and L's. Having an open seat next to you on your flight, that's a win. The person in front of you reclining that seat, that's an L. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win. I've been telling you about it. It's a triple win. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three, and maybe most importantly, is the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists, who they call navigators. Recently, a navigator noticed an Upside user was booked in the middle seat on a three-hour-plus flight. Cramped up, you don't want to sit there the whole time in between somebody sharing armrests. Next thing you know, you got an old person drooling on your shoulder. So the navigator upgraded her to an aisle seat with more leg room. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And that's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers. Imagine what they'll do for you. Upside navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, and even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens. And what I'm going to do for you right now is get you started with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my promo code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Make it real easy for you for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves, but at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighborhood is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat them like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got up!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend, SWAT. Premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use.